Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
This video is for all of you restaurant managers out there, but owners, I want you to watch this video too. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and founder of TheRestaurantBoss.com, as well as ClickBacon.com and ScaleMyRestaurant.com. You might have heard that ding in the background. We're here in my kitchen, and that's my lunch that's almost ready. I had a crazy morning. I went live to 24 news channels across the country, back to back to back, sharing tips and strategies about reopening after COVID. So it's been kind of a crazy morning. I've got a little bit of a cold. We're in my kitchen rather than my office. But hey, restaurant managers, this one is for you. I got a comment a couple of weeks ago from a manager who said, "What do I do when my owner doesn't support me, when my owner doesn't support the decisions I make?" This is really a double-edged sword. This can go in a couple of directions. So if you're a manager, this is for you. If you're an owner, this is also for you, because I think there's a lot that we can learn here. First of all, one of the first things I want to say, and this might sound a little flippant, but I don't really care. It's the truth. And I'm just here to deliver proven factual strategies, not to make people feel good and fluffy. If you don't like what your manager's doing, or if you don't like what your owner's doing, the chances of you influencing your owner's behavior and getting them to change are very, very, very small. Now, do I think you should fight for what you believe in? Yes. But I also want you to know that there are great restaurant owners out there. And if you're working for a not so great restaurant owner, go get a better job. Go leave. If you're a good person and they're not, if you're doing really good work and they're not supporting you, the chances of you getting them to change are very, very small. Now, with that said, we have a lot of managers who also believe that they are substantially better than they actually are. So you got to be humble. You got to be honest with yourself. But the point here is this. We've been in partnership with Radiant Digital Signage for over a year now. And in my opinion, they are the absolute best in the business if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself solution. There are other options out there that are very expensive and very complicated, and you need a designer to set up your menu and your signage. But with Radiant, you can set up your menu, your signage, your advertising. You could put YouTube videos, social media, weather, any promotions you want on any television in your restaurant. Super simple, super effectively, and it's super easy. All you need is this little guy right here, which plugs into the back of any TV, and a subscription through Radiant, which includes access to a massive library of templates, so you can create a menu or whatever you want in just a few minutes. In fact, if you visit our website using the link in the card right up there, you can watch a video of us setting up a digital menu in about 10 minutes from opening the box to pushing the menu live to a TV. And now Radiant has an integration with Toast. So for all of you Toast POS users out there, you can automatically import your menu into Radiant and then style it any way you want. Plus, if you run out of an item, it gets taken off of your digital menus automatically. For more information or to set up a demo with a product specialist at Radiant or to receive the special Restaurant Boss pricing with Radiant, please click on the link below this video. We need to back each other up. Managers need to back up owners, and owners need to back up managers. When you're in an office together in private, you can argue, you can disagree, you can strategize, you can share ideas. But when you're in the public, when you're in front of your staff, when you're in front of your other employees, your managers, and your guests, you have to be a unit as one. Even if you don't necessarily agree, you have to act as one and then fix that later. In this particular example, this manager said that he works very hard to close out the restaurant and make sure that the staff does all the things on the cleaning checklist, that the restaurant is set up and ready to go for the morning. But a couple of days a week when he's off and the owner closes, the owner just sort of lets them do whatever they want. And it's getting really hard on him, as you can imagine, because if you're a manager, you're trying to get your staff to hurry up and clean and scrub and do the things they need to do. on the days that you're working with them, but on the days that you're not, the owner is just letting them leave early and not worry about cleaning, well, that's going to make it very, very hard for you to manage. So again, in this particular case, my suggestion as the manager is go have a conversation with the owner. Don't be accusatory. Don't say when you do this or I've noticed you doing this or how come you don't make the staff clean. Just ask the question. Just say, hey, I've noticed that over the last couple of weeks, I'm working really hard to get the staff to do some cleaning, but they're really giving me a lot of resistance. They're noticing that maybe on days that I'm not here, they're not expected to do as much cleaning. Is there something that I should be doing differently? Am I following an old checklist? Do you see what just happened there? As the manager, is there something I should be doing different? Am I following an old checklist? Now the owner is left with really a couple of options. One is, no, you're not following an old checklist. I haven't been doing a very good job of this. Great, now you can have the conversation. Or the owner might say, yes, you are following an old checklist. I don't expect you to do all this stuff. Those are the only two ways that conversation is going to go. I don't see a third scenario for that conversation. If you do, leave a comment below. Let me know. I'd love to hear it. Just please keep comments professional. You may not agree with everything I say, but there's no need to call names to me or other people out there. Let's have a conversation. Let's keep the comments going, but let's keep them professional. So really at the end of the day here, what this video is about is supporting each other. It's about a better form of communication. Always make it about you. What am I doing wrong? What can I do different? That's going to serve you in any communications that you have, whether it's up, down, left, or right. I have a process for this. It's called the 5-step feedback formula. Just leave a comment below if you want. I don't know exactly where we're redoing our website, but we'll get that to you if you want it. It's also taught in all of our training programs in scale, especially we teach the 5-step feedback formula. But really the most important thing for you right now is don't blame others. Just ask what you can do different. And more than anything, support each other. If you have a manager that does something different than you, have a meeting and get on the same page. Once you're on the same page, then have the conversations of could we do it different? Is there a better way? But we cannot have situations where one manager does things one way, one does another, right? It's going to be the mommy, the daddy, the he said, she said. We know how that works. Nothing gets done. It makes it very difficult. So I don't need to keep rambling here. I've done enough of that. Remember, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I hope every single one of you crazy restaurant people have an amazing day. I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.